بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب حق الجار والوصية به الحمد لله This is the 39th chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin The chapter on the rights of the neighbor and being good to the neighbor The chapter on the rights of the neighbor and being good to the neighbor قال الله تعالى واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us Allah says worship Allah and ascribe no partners to Allah Ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Allah says, and be kind to the parents. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى and to the relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى and the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ the poor. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ and the near neighbors and distant neighbors. Or those neighbors who are your near relatives and those neighbors who are your distant relatives. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ and the companion on your side, وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ and the travelers, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ and those in your possession, that is your wives, your slaves, your attendants, etc.
وَعَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا وَعَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُوصِينِي بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam continuously advised me regarding the rights of a neighbor. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and continuously explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the neighbor, the rights of the neighbor. حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ To such an extent, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the rights of the neighbor. He has this right, that right, so many rights he has, to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I thought that just now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will make my neighbor my heir as well. In other words, if I leave this world, then perhaps my neighbor will also inherit from my inheritance. To such an extent, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had told me about the rights of the neighbor. Of course, the neighbor does not get from your inheritance. But here, what do we understand? Is the fact that this hadith lays great emphasis and stresses on the fact that neighbors have a lot of rights over us. وَعَنَ أَبِي ذَرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَا أَبَا ذَرٍ Rasulullah SAW tells Abu Dharr رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَبُو ذَرٍ إِذَا تَبَخْتَ مَرَقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَاءَهَا وَتَعَاهَدْ جِيرَانَكَ رواه مسلم وفي رواية له عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إن خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصاني إذا تبخت مرقا فأكثر ماءها ثم انظر أهل بيت من جيرانك فأصبهم منها بمعروف said أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه when you're cooking gravy add a little bit extra water to it in other words increase the gravy Bearing in mind your neighbors. So if you're cooking some gravy, it's not something very costly. Add a little bit more water to it to make the content of the gravy more so that you can eat, your family can eat, and also you can send something over to the neighbor. And the similar narration in Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala says that verily my Khalil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me, when you cook gravy, add extra water to it Then you must find a neighboring family and give some of it to them in a very courteous manner. So from these two ahadith we did today and the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to do ihsan, to be kind to the neighbor, to the close neighbor, distant neighbor. And from these two ahadith we understand the neighbor has great rights over us. And therefore we should fulfill the rights of the neighbor. To such an extent that if we have some gravy that we are cooking, also be mindful of the neighbor. Perhaps he's got no food, and therefore we should send some food to the neighbor as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashallahu ala 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 ala